This meeting is now being recorded.
Welcome, everyone. Good morning from Las Vegas. This is the 66th plenary call. Is there anyone that is on the phone but not in Adobe Connect? Good. And is there anybody with an updated statement of interest? Excellent. Let's hand this over to the folks with the pen on each of these recommendations. So who is who's got recommendation six?
That's Jordan.
Yeah, Jordan. That's me. Sorry, I'm in a slightly loud
Take it away.
Voice, so hopefully you can bear with the background noise. Hopefully the email I sent out this morning says it all. There's no substantive changes to the recommendation itself. The NCUC did suggest that this doesn't need to be a prerequisite, and looking at what we were trying to do, I agreed with that assessment since we're already trying to get data from third parties as opposed to collecting it in real time and just get an analysis of that data. So even if we didn't have that at the start, it would be possible to go back and baseline. And then, as I mentioned, in addition to that fact, since we're trying to look at legacy GTLDs instead of new GTLDs, the introduction shouldn't be a critical event in the collection timeline in any case. So I changed that to a high priority from a prerequisite priority based on that comment. I also just added some detail to, in response to the registry stakeholder group comments that said that it's not clear why we were doing this, to try to give some more clarity around the type of data that would be useful and how we would use it. Jean-Baptiste did make a point via email that we were going to change the word, I think, hinder to something else, like we've done with the other pricing recommendations, so we can do that separately. That's not done in the current red line.
Yeah, I think it's the word frustrates. Eduardo.
Oh, yeah, sorry, other way around. Frustrate, hinder instead of frustrate or something. Yeah.
All right, is there anybody that has questions about these changes? They make sense to me. Any questions or comments? Nobody's hand is up. All right, is there any objection to this being approved? Then I would say let's call this update to recommendation six approved. All right. That's how we like things to go. Thank you, Jordan. Recommendation 14, Lorene.
Okay, so this recommendation actually was the subject of a lot of consolidation because we incorporated certain points from now deleted recommendations 35 and 36, and many people have contributed to this. Jonathan and David are on the call. I don't know if you guys had responded, and if you have, I apologize for missing it. But there was still an outstanding question to you, I believe, about this recommendation to make sure that it incorporated the concept of encouraging diversity in GTLD models. I raised that as one outstanding issue for you, and you can take a minute or so to think about that while I just move through the rest of this for the folks on the call. This was a recommendation that really focuses on creating incentives to encourage GTLDs to meet user expectations, and this, as you recall, dealt with folks' expectation that a domain name should relate to its content, and that restrictions actually can contribute to restrictions in terms of who can register a domain name in certain GTLDs that convey messages of trust, particularly in sensitive or regulated industries, that trust can be enhanced by certain restrictions as to who can buy those GTLDs, and particularly incentives that relate to encouraging the safety and security of users' personal and sensitive information. And you'll see the changed and additional language is highlighted here in the different colors, that we've added references to the Nielsen survey that relate to this finding more explicitly. So we wanted to beef up that rationale. Also, we have added references to the fact that in addition to benefits, registration restrictions could also impact competition, as that was the topic of certain public comments. So substantively, I actually don't think this has changed that much. It's still recommending incentives to encourage GTLDs to think about how they might meet these user expectations, both in terms of security, in terms of the relationship of the content to the meaning. But in response to the public comments, we've also added this recognition that we realize that there are both benefits and drawbacks of registration restrictions. So with that, I'll open it up for comments, and perhaps I'll particularly also ask for comments from Jonathan and David to make sure that this actually captures the discussions we had had about encouraging a diversity of GTLD models.
Thanks, Lorene. Just to clarify, with that issue was one that was raised in particular by the NCUC that don't believe in any restrictions on domain registrations. What the evolution of that conversation with the NCUC became one about how the system was really rigged to disincent niche TLDs, and are there ways to kind of make modifications that allow for more of a diversity of models? In other words, right now the system really encourages you to create an open TLD and register as many things as you can because of the minimums and things like that. And so I think in the competition section, we're going to talk a little bit about encouraging a diversity of business models. I don't know whether if that way of talking about it sufficiently scratches the itch of meeting user expectations. This is also the meeting in which Wendy Seltzer called me a majoritist for being concerned about what the majority of people want. I don't know if we're going to get their love of this to the extent that we want to keep it on the nose and make it about meeting user expectations. So that's my consternation over this, is that making this more generic by making it just about diversity might lose the fact or too much water down the fact that we're trying to respond to user expectations. That I think is a quandary. Other questions or comments? Dave, do you want to speak up?
I think David. sorry. Here we go.
I am sorry. I was struggling with my on the last screen. I was trying to get my unmute button, but I was on the last screen trying to read this. So I found it. No, I agree with Jonathan. To me, it's the two different things there, and I think this is really about userations, and I think if we try to match the two up, it'll get too complicated to bring that other thing in, that other aspect. And I don't know whether there's another place we could bring that in separately, because I think it's a valid point of those. And if we look at...
We're going to bring it up in the choice section. So, I mean, it's not that that point won't get made. I guess the question is there a way to make this point less disagreeable to the NCUC, or do we decide that we're going to agree to disagree on the specific point of trying to prioritize citations of end users? I think that's really the bottom line issue here.
Yeah.
Is prioritizing those expectations and making this generic, like the one that's going to be in the choice section, may, for the team's tastes, overly dilute that message. So that's really the making point, I think, on this recommendation.
And what was the precise language they didn't like in this?
They don't like encouraging restrictive TLDs. They don't like the idea of they think it's censorship. And Jordan pointed out that there is now a plethora of unrestricted TLDs, and so there's a safe haven for all the Tibetan monks that are concerned, and that it's okay to have some restricted ones now. And that was sort of the conversation went down, and they also, as I said, Wendy in particular disagreed with the notion that we should be concerned about end user expectations. Jordan, go ahead.
Sorry, it took a long time to unmute. I think there may be a way to, and I'm trying to parse through this language on my phone, so I may just be missing text that's there already. But it may be possible to consolidate these two notions by saying we want to create incentives to create a variety of business models, et cetera, but then explicitly call out the fact that, like in the details or in the recommendation itself, just like explicitly call out that this model of sort of attaching restrictions to a TLD is something that's, you know, that many users expect would take place, and say like it's a specific goal of that diversity that some of the incentives would relate to that particular notion. So as opposed to like necessarily keeping a bunch of different recommendations on the subject of diversified business models, just try to make it clear that this particular one's an important one that gets captured in that process.
We can certainly do that. We could have an opening line about it, create incentives for more diverse business models in GTLDs. And then do like a for example.
So this is Laureen. The one issue I have with that is the place where this lives in our report is the consumer trust section.
Trust.
And this immediately follows all the discussion about consumer expectations and what promotes trust. And frankly, diversity of business models isn't discussed at all. So, because that's not the topic of that section of the report. So that's the only caution note that I would strike here. Because honestly, as I've been listening to the discussion, it strikes me that this really is something that lives more comfortably in the competition section. And this is really a recommendation that's focused on you know, user expectations and what promotes trust and what promotes visitation.
That you're saying that the concept of diversity belongs in competition, but that this belongs here and that to remain pure.
Yeah, well, or also to just remain in a logical, in a recommendation that actually flows logically from the whole text that supports it. I have no objection to that general statement. I just don't know that it should live here.
So the question, I think, and that maybe Jordan's trying to scratch, is just not creating a separate recommendation just for encouraging diverse business models. But build that concept in here. The question of diversity will have been discussed under consumer choice, and it could just be part of this, because it's bottom line, the same recommendation could be, the same incentives, could be. I mean, I guess that's the question, is if we're really trying to incentivize a very specific type of behavior, or just kind of make an environment more conducive to niche business models. And do those need to be separate recommendations, or can the two of those be combined into a single recommendation, since that's one of our objectives? I think that's really the issue. It will have been described before we got here, but they will have read it already.
Right, right. I mean, to me, this recommendation really focuses on these user expectations rather than a diversity of models. This is seeking to increase trust and visitation,
right,
by meeting user expectations in these specific ways.
Right.
So as I said, I'm not against it. I just don't think it lives comfortably here.
And anyone else have any other thoughts? Go ahead.
Yeah, so a concept we sometimes talk about when we're building products is don't let the user see your org chart. And I worry a little bit that that's what we're doing here in this discussion, is that we're sort of saying like, oh, well, we have two different sections, and even though we have, I think what is at the end of the day, a very similar bottom line, which is like, we want to make it possible through incentives for a variety of business models in the case of choice, but in this case, one specific business model that so far hasn't been able to emerge successfully, which is this notion of a restricted TLD, that like the fact that we have a report that's structured a particular way because we set up our subteams in a particular way shouldn't cause us to get two different recommendations that are roughly trying to pull in the same direction to do the same thing. So I think somehow we should try to figure out, like, even though I think Laureen is right that the motivation here is slightly different than the choice motivation, at the end of the day, the place they end up is, I think, remarkably similar. And just for ease of like implementation and to make sure that we don't end up with like a complicated system where you end up with multiple different incentives needing to be created by ICANN as part of the implementation of this, I think it would make a lot of sense to consolidate. And I think we could do that by consolidating the recommendation in either place and then just calling out to it in the other. So, you know, one option might be in the consumer choice section to, you know, that's where the recommendation lives, and then here we just say, you know, we established this is important, and, you know, previously that's why we recommended this, and, you know, in the recommendation in the choice section, we could call out to say, like, look ahead to this section of discussion to better understand this particular part. But I feel like we will make it a lot harder to parse and implement this if we create two very similar end state recommendations, even if the place they come from is a little bit different.
Jordan, which recommendation are you proposing to consolidate? Which specific number?
It doesn't exist yet. I mean, that's part of the complexity. It was an evolution. It was an evolution of the discussion of this recommendation. I mean, and that's part of why this conversation is happening here. Is that in an attempt to kind of mollify NCUC, we got to this notion of, well, we have a system that disincents diversity of business models, and so restrictions that might appeal to users for one reason or another, but would operate in lower volumes, are disincented now. And is there a way that we could clear the path for more diversity in business models? That conversation sprung out of this recommendation. So we then decided we will talk about the diversity of business models and choice. In the previous draft, there isn't a recommendation about diversity of business models because it was part of the discussion of this recommendation.
So I guess I'm still unclear then what the ask is I guess I'm still confused what the ask is, because I heard you, Jonathan, propose perhaps an introductory sentence, which, you know, I wouldn't, you know, I guess we'd have to see it, and maybe it would even be easier to try and get something hammered out now. But I wouldn't want this recommendation to live anywhere. I mean, I want this recommendation needs to be in the consumer trust section. Whether you have a reference to it in consumer choice with some additional language, you know, that I guess is for the competition folks to hammer out.
And I think that's perfectly fine. I think Jordan's point is that when all is said and done, the incentive structure or incentive reorganization, right, that might take place to accommodate this, which might have to do with the, $25,000 minimums and things like that, right, that might actually be put in place is the same. The solution, the implementation will end up being the same, or outgrowth of the other, et cetera, and that's why it makes sense to make it a single recommendation. But I don't think that means it needs to live in the choice section. I think we can refer to, since this is where it all began, this is the cradle of civilization in Africa here. So we'll just bring up the topic of diversity in the choice section and reference this recommendation. Unless, Jordan, you've got an issue with that, but I think that's perfectly fine.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine with me. Like I said, I think we should try to put the recommendation in one place and make sure it's comprehensive, and we can just refer to it from the other place, wherever that is.
Then I guess what I see as the next step is that there would be a proposal for an additional paragraph or couple of sentences in the choice section that would then cross-reference to this recommendation, and perhaps an additional sentence would be added, consistent perhaps with what Jonathan had said, with an introductory sentence about creating incentives to encourage a diversity of GTLD business models, including incentives, and then you can just keep the rest of the recommendation.
I think that's right. How do other folks feel about that? Or Lorraine, were you still talking? I'm sorry.
No. That I think that's the right next question. I was jumping ahead.
So Watto is suggesting making a new recommendation, but Watto, do you have audio capability of a microphone? Because that's specifically what we're trying to avoid, potentially, is creating another recommendation that's essentially the same thing but justified for a different reason. Are you able?
Okay. You can hear me?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you.
It looks like a complicated recommendation, so I was really relying on those of you that have better knowledge of it to speak up. But my understanding was that once you introduce the notion of the restrictions, then it's kind of hampering the TLGs that are going to implement restrictions from, you know, actually existing. So that's in a way hampered the diversity. So that was my understanding about it. So I just suggested probably if there was a way you could make a recommendation under choice.
There is a way we could do that. The question is, would it look sufficiently different in terms of implementation? And Jordan's point is that we'd almost be working to try to make them look different from each other, because in the bottom line of what we would be doing, the incentives we would be trying to create, or the disincentives we would try to eliminate, would be the same between the two of them. Because the bottom line is really business models that lead to fewer registrations, right? And so, creating an environment in which those types of GTLDs can flourish is the objective.
Correct. That's the way I understand it.
Other questions or comments? Jordan, David, please go ahead.
Thanks, Jonathan. Just a very minor thing. It was just in the actual recommendation itself, there's a bracket missing just before the three. You've got the particularly insensitive or regulated industries. You need a closed bracket there. That was all.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Hey, Jamie, do you, not Jamie, Jordan, why do that? Jordan, do you feel like taking a crack at adding diversity to this recommendation?
Yeah, that's fine. I can do that and then try to add some language to the choice section to marry it to.
Okay. All right, great. Sorry, Laureen, that your recommendation keeps getting dragged from call to call, but hopefully we're resulting in a leaner set of recommendations as a result.
Well, I actually think we're not getting leaner. We're just getting a more complicated recommendation, but that doesn't mean it's a bad thing. And I'm memorializing in the chat what I think we're moving towards, just so that I want to make sure we're all on the
okay.
same page.
That sounds good, Lauren. Thank you.
And so then I suppose that this would be circulated so that we all
right.
can take a look at it.
That's right. Wado, do you have something else to say?
Yeah, just a small thing. The first of this, I think also when we're talking about diversity in connection with this recommendation, I think we have to be very clear about the definition. Because generally, there's a generic definition for diversity within the ICANN circle, so I think that it should not confuse with that.
Well, we're going to say a diversity of business models.
Right.
Yes, okay. Yeah.
Okay. David, that's an old hand, is that right? Thank you. So that's our plan going forward. Is there any other final comments on this or questions before we move on? All right, thanks everyone. We'll look for something in the email from Jordan. Who owns recommendation 24?
I probably should discuss that.
Okay.
Just to note, I put in the chat what I think is where we are on this. If anyone thinks I've gotten it wrong or additional things need to be added, that's my understanding.
I think it accurately portrays, whether it's a one sentence a change or moving things to details or what, we'll figure that out. I think Jordan has a clear set of directions, but I think you've memorialized the intention.
Okay, good. Okay. So Calvin is not on this call, which is unfortunate because I think this started with Calvin. Okay, so Calvin had suggested eliminating recommendation 24, and 24, as a reminder, this was all circulated, so hopefully what I'm saying is review, if not, I just wanted to give a broad level discussion. Recommendation 24 flowed from our safeguards and trust section on safeguards for sensitive and regulated strings. And there were a set of particular safeguards for these sensitive and regulated strings that really focused on protecting sensitive health and financial information. And recommendation 24 focused on trying to figure out how relevant stakeholders were dealing with these safeguards, since we didn't have a lot of information based on complaints and the way they're reported from ICANN at that time about these safeguards. Calvin had suggested eliminating this because he felt that it went beyond what the ICANN contracts required in terms of registry obligations. I had circulated an email offering an alternative to that. And the reasons I had suggested an alternative were because, first of all, the surveys demonstrate that the public is concerned about the protection of sensitive health and information. That's actually an area of high concern. So I made sure in the rationale that we cross-reference that finding so that it's highlighted. Second, this exercise that we've been engaging in is really to respond to public comments, not revise what we've done before sua sponte. And the majority of the public comments actually supported this recommendation. In fact, we had the GAC, the UK, the business constituency, and I think NICSI as well. The only commentator disagreeing was the NCUC. And as I read it, they misunderstood the recommendation. So this actually is a recommendation that received pretty consistent support. Because Calvin's concerns really focused on not wanting to go beyond the contract or somehow imply that there's an obligation for stakeholders, particularly registries, to go beyond the contract languages. What I did was edit this recommendation to talk about initiating discussions. Again, this is not obligatory. This is initiate discussions with relevant stakeholders to determine what best practices are being implemented to offer reasonable and appropriate security measures dealing with the gathering of sensitive health and financial information. So instead of focusing on a contract provision, what I propose to focus on is best practices. So that's basically the gist of this change, and I would propose this to be a better course of action than eliminating a recommendation that deals with an area that we know is important to the public and also receives broad support in the public comments. So I'm happy to take questions on this. And also, Megan had weighed in supporting this, although she proposed changing best practices to good practices. So Jonathan has Jonathan weighed in with agreement, if I'm reading that, right. Wado is has a hand raised. Go ahead, Wado.
I think basically I agree with you with your change, but I think also while you're on that change of best practices, I think we can also change the word discussions to engagement, so as to widen the scope of possibilities.
I think that's a good suggestion, to change the word discussion to engagement. Other other questions or comments? I see Carlton is typing, so I'm going to give him a chance to type. Okay, and Carlton is supporting this as well. Then what I propose is Jonathan is asking if there's support with this recommendation being changed with changing the word discussion to engagement. I would actually recommend keeping best practices because it's kind of a term of art, whereas good practices isn't. So I would actually recommend keeping the word best practices.
I agree. I don't think it actually means that they need to be like provably best or something like that. So
right.
I think
it's all aspirational. I mean, and I think that's the gist of this recommendation anyway, is to see sort of what are the best things being done out there to deal with this topic that we know is important. Jonathan, do you want to call for approval?
Yeah. So, I mean, are there any objections to those two changes, or given those changes, this recommendation approved? So, raise your hand if you need further discussion or you've got an objection to this, as described by Lorraine. I say we call it approved.
Okay, then the only action item I think would be to change the word discussions to engagement, initiate engagement with relevant.
That's right. That's right.
Perfect.
All right, thank you. Jean-Baptiste, do you want to lead a little discussion on the public comments that we've received thus far?
Thank you, Jonathan. Yes, I just wanted to mention quickly that last Friday we have extended the public comment period to another week. So the public comment period will now end on January the 15th. And so far we have received three public comments which are currently listed in Adobe Connect. So first one is from the Verified Top Level Domain Consortium, second one from the National Association of Boards of Pharmacy, and the last one from the Messaging, Malware and Mobile Anti-Abuse Working Group. So the two first public comments, they also had commented the previous draft report. And from what I read, those are mainly on recommendation A, B, C, and D that Drew drafted. And we are still expecting a few other public comments on recommendations. So we'll keep you updated on this.
Thanks, Jean-Baptiste. Yes, the rumors is that we're expecting them at least from the registries, the BC and the IPC. I don't know who else, but at least those three.
And likely the GAC.
Okay, and the GAC as well. All right. Is there any other business for this call?
Jonathan, if I can add to that, and also
yes.
Carlton has mentioned in the chat that ALAC is planning on sending a public comment.
Oh, that's right. I've seen those drafts. So yes, I forgot.
What I just wanted to remind everyone. At the beginning of this week, I circulated for the review team review a recommendation 13, 15, and 33, recommendation 21, and recommendation 25 to 30, and recommendation 31 for your review. And so if you have any comments on this recommendation, please do so before Friday close of business. And if no comments are received, they will be considered approved, and updates will be incorporated into the final reports. Thank you. And David, you have your
all right. Sounds good. Yeah, David, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. I was just wondering about Puerto Rico, and are we going there as a CCT review team? Is it supported? Are we staying in a hotel there? And the reason I ask is because I saw that the main hotel had been filled up, so I need to be booking somewhere quickly, or whether we were all booked in the main hotel but hadn't been told yet, or I've missed the message telling us. So just basically wondering where we are on that, so I know what to do. Thanks.
David, it's my understanding that we are not showing up to Puerto Rico as a review team. We're trying to get this out the door before that.
Okay. I'll book a hotel then. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Any other business? Okay, great. Thanks, everyone. Check your inboxes religiously. There's a lot flying around on the email that we need to do approvals on.
Thanks,
so we'll be looking for updates from Jordan next. Thanks, folks.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. Bye, everyone.